Everybody, welcome back to The Drop. I'm Karina, and this is my dad, John.
Yes, sir.
And we are here just ready to drop some truth and bring some life to you today, yes. Midweek or whenever you're listening or watching this. And we're excited just to continue on. Last episode, we talked about fear and kind of overcoming that with faith and how powerful faith can be when we activate it in our lives. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, about activating it, right?
Activating
faith.
That's
super important. Super important.
That's the fun part.
Because the Bible does say we all have a measure of faith.
Yeah.
We all have faith within us.
There you go.
But what are we doing with it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's up to us to activate it, which brings the action, the change, the difference.
Exactly.
So,
that's good because I think most people struggle even thinking, do I have faith?
Yeah.
But God says that He has given everyone a measure of faith.
A measure of faith.
But here's the other thing I love about that. I'm glad you brought that up because Jesus said, if you have faith,
even
just the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah. Which is really tiny.
Which is the smallest seed in the world, I believe.
A little speck in your hand.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a sesame seed.
Like you could just
but smaller. And he
very
said,
small.
If you have faith, as even if it's as small as a mustard seed,
so small,
you can tell this mountain move and it will move.
Yeah.
So you have that measure of faith.
Yeah.
You have that to be able to activate. So anyhow, here's a drop today.
Yes, drop it.
You activate what you meditate.
Oh, yes. Ooh, that's so good. And it's so true.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, if you think about it, every action that we take, I mean, it filters through our minds. You know, it goes through our
minds.
Our emotions are involved, but like, our mind is what sends all the literal physical signals to our body, to our emotions, to everything,
That's the target right
there. Yeah, and so what are you thinking and dwelling on? It really creates your whole world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, it's the soul of man, which is the mind, the emotions, and the will. That's what needs to be saved.
You know, that's
what needs to be restored, you know. And the Bible says in Romans 12, 2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That's right.
And so you activate what you meditate because as you dwell on something, that begins to condition your heart.
Right.
And that begins to condition your level of belief.
Yeah.
And that determines your ability to act.
Exactly. And how you act.
And how you
act. And what you do. No, it's very true. It's funny because last night we had like kind of a storm that was passing through, you know, and so we're getting like alerts on our phone, you know, and like, I mean, it's almost like after the fact, I was like, this almost like stressed me out so much more than it even needed to be. I think I'm going to turn off all these alerts because it was like, it ended up being like nothing, like just a storm, you know, but it was like tornado watch, tornado this. So then of course the kids are like, what's that? What's that?
Right,
what's on your phone? What's that noise? And they're hearing the storm,
of course.
Mainly Leo and then Grace has always been a little nervous about storms.
Yeah.
But so then Leo's like, can we put on the weather channel? Can we watch the weather channel? So we're like, okay, let's put it on. And so we're putting it on and it's talking about all these things. And of course he's a certain age, so he's not able to understand like full picture of everything.
Yeah.
But the guy just kept saying, right here is where we're seeing circulation. It could be tornadic or whatever activity. So Leo's like, oh, is there a tornado?
Is that near us?
Is that us? You know? And so we were like watching and it was like educational, but at the same time I was like, this is causing fear.
Yeah.
Because he's not at a place to understand everything.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so we like, you know, we were watching it and I was like, you know what, I think we're gonna turn this off. So we I turned it off
right
and he was just him and Grace were kind of dwelling on. Grace was like, are we gonna die? And I was like, Grace, be quiet.
She's dramatic,
you know. Any moment that she can be dramatic, she'll just dive into it.
So that program was putting fear in their minds.
So I had to switch the dwelling, you know.
Exactly.
And I brought them outside, and then Serge was like, look, it's already lighter, it's passing, it's nothing, look at the front, everything's fine, this and that. And so we had to switch the mindset, you know, everything is fine. Turn off the fear, you know, look at the reality. This is where we are, and everything's fine. And now you can go to sleep with peace, you know.
Hopefully you won't keep us up all night.
You know, you know, everything's fine. And so sometimes, you know, that's just an example of like, sometimes you have to turn off something.
Man, that is so true.
That's activating fear.
Absolutely.
And it could be a literal turn off, or it could be like a mental turn off.
Exactly.
And then re-pivot the mindset to, okay, here's reality. You know, this is what's real. And, you know, or this is what God says about me, even better.
And I think that goes along with a psychological principle that says, if you want to change your state, you know, maybe my state is a state of fear.
Yeah.
You know, but if you want to change your state, you have to interrupt that signal.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you have to interrupt those thoughts.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And pivot to something positive or something
better,
that
different.
Gives you assurance or comfort and so on and so forth. Yeah. And that's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what the Bible says. Yeah. And I think that if you want to activate faith, then you have to dwell on faith things.
Yes.
You know, you have to dwell on the amazing things that God has done in your life.
Yeah.
The victories that you have had.
Right.
You know, the stories in the Bible where, you know, David killed Goliath, you know, and then the walls came down. And, you know, God is doing amazing things to protect you.
That's right.
That strengthens your belief system.
Yeah, right.
And that is what helps to activate that faith. Because basically we're talking about taking action.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taking action.
Yeah.
And in order to make progress in life, you have to take massive action.
Yes. Yeah. And you want to take faith-led action.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we are... And we kind of talked about this in the last episode. We're always acting on something.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's either that faith or that fear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to stop and evaluate and say, okay, what am I meditating on, first of all? Because whatever I'm meditating on is going to form what the action is going to be that I'm going to take.
Exactly.
And is it faith or fear?
Yeah.
Because I want my action to be faith-led and not fear-led. Because fear-led action is still action, but it's going to do something different than faith-led action.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing to kind of ask yourself.
One of the things that I've learned, you know, through the University of the Hard Knocks, you know, I've learned that my mind, whatever I dwell on, it's going to automatically produce emotions. If I'm thinking, oh my God, it's raining, people get in accidents, people, and now I'm all uptight driving, you know, and now I'm like, oh my God.
You're going to get home with a little crick in your neck.
You know, and I think that a lot of people don't realize that it's your thought life that produces that fear.
Yeah.
But it's all your thought life that produces that empowering belief.
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's why you activate what you meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it creates a root. It goes deep into your soul.
Yeah.
You
right.
know? And basically, watch this. I think that the more I entertain that fearful thought, basically the more I'm inviting it in.
Oh, sure. Sure. I agree with that. Well, it's like you're creating space for fear to be comfortable.
Exactly.
You know, and you're creating it's like
you're opening yourself up for it.
It's like you're giving into
and
that
remember
side of it.
Remember in the Bible, Job said, "The thing that I fear the most has come upon me. Because fear attracts, just like faith attracts.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's
you
really
know,
good.
So it's a force.
That's so good. Yeah.
It's a force, spiritual
that's
force.
So good.
And fear attracts, faith attracts. If I keep fearing that something's gonna happen, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm bringing it on.
Yeah, and it's almost like your mindset just lines up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your mindset lines up with it. Your mindset follows through, you know, because the mind is extremely powerful, know, to control the body, you know.
Yes.
And it's like, I remember, and I think I've shared this before, but I think it fits here. I remember when you were teaching me volleyball skills, you know, you would tell me, hold the ball and visualize yourself doing your overhand serve.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Just visualize it. And visualize it.
See it.
Perfect. Visualize it exactly how you want it. Visualize your toss. Visualize your arm coming back. Visualize your contact. Visualize the whole thing following through. And once you visualize it, then you do it.
There you go.
And
it
was so powerful because it actually was telling my body, I'm already doing this.
Yes, exactly.
I'm already doing this the right way. I'm already crushing this.
Right,
and then your body follows, you know. And so this is such a true and powerful truth about meditating on faith.
Yeah.
You know, the word, you know, finding those key scriptures that just stick with you.
That's a key thing.
That you
can
pull, you know, like I have one, Proverbs 3:5-6, and I activate it a lot.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding.
That's a good one.
For me right there, I'm like, okay, because I don't understand this and it makes zero sense and I don't like it and I'm uncomfortable. But the first part says, trust in the Lord with all my heart.
That's it.
So that's what I'm going to do.
That's
you know.
Good. That's good. I think that one of the things that, you know, I've had to learn to do, because, you know, we all battle with something.
Of course.
You know, and as you grow older, you might battle with something else, you know, that you didn't battle with before.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Yay, it never ends!
But hopefully you get more skilled at dealing with these things.
Oh, you do. You recognize it a lot quicker. I can say that. As I'm getting older, I'm like, oh, wait, I already know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what to do.
Yeah, and you go like, hey, I'm not playing this game.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. And you just interrupt that. And one of the things that's helped me is to know what God says about specific things, you
know?
That's
good.
And
that's
I just
so
go right
good.
Back to that.
Yeah.
You know? If I'm fearful that, you know, I might not have enough money or do this or do that. And I go right back to the scripture that says, hey, my God shall supply my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Bam! And that's what the Bible says. You got to take captive those thoughts.
Those vain imaginations.
Because you activate what you meditate.
That's right. Yeah.
And so if you let your mind do whatever it wants, then you're not exercising any good stewardship over your mind.
Yeah, that's good. And I love what it says here in our notes for today. It says, disagree with your fears.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's
you know,
good.
And I love that because, I mean, I don't know about you, but like, you know, in my own mind and stuff, like I can have little arguments with myself all the time about stuff, you know? And it's like you can go back and forth about really stupid things. So why not use that energy to disagree with those fears and be like, wait a minute. No. I'm not going to agree with that. I'm not going to allow it to take root. I'm not going to, you know, disagree with the fears.
Absolutely.
And battle it with those scriptures, those faith.
Yeah.
So that would be my point to y'all this week is to work on disagreeing with yourself.
I like that. I like that. And you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I don't agree with you.
I disagree with you.
But and then the next part is to say, this is what I agree with.
Exactly.
I agree with
Here's
this principle that
Here's
God established in his word.
That's right.
And God's not going to lie to me because that God's not a liar.
Exactly.
And so you begin to pivot from fear to faith.
That's right.
So anyhow, today the drop is you activate what you meditate
and
what's the other one?
Disagree with your fears.
Boom, there's a drop
there. I'm going to practice that. I love to disagree. No, I'm kidding.
So anyhow, thank you for being here today. I hope that it encourages you. You can go from fear to faith.
That's right.
And see amazing, wonderful things in your
Make
life.
Make it happen.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you next episode.